أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكرن ما يتلى في بيوتكن من آيات الله والحكمة إن الله كان لطيفا خبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Days before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had addressed the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the beloved wives of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala addresses them, continuing to give them various commandments. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And remember whatever was recited in your homes from the ayat, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and the wisdom. And that refers to the ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here in the word wazkurna, remember, one means that you should take note of whatever is being revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the Quran Kareem to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You should learn it, and then thereafter understand it, and after understanding it, you should deliver this message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes down, and that is why we will find that the Azwaj al-Mutahharat, the wives of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had paid special attention to that. One was the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then wal-hikmah, and then the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they related and they reported the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were very particular in that. And if you look at Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, all of us are aware of the fact that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the time of even the Khulafai Rashideen, they would send people to find out from Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha about the various aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they had learnt it, they had understood it, they had observed it. Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha, ulama have written that, forget the hadith that she related, but if she had the fatwas that she had given, if that had to be recorded, then that would have been voluminous. In other words, there were so many people that would come to Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha and ask her about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is in fact Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, that one single person could have never narrated and related the private life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means that in the home of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept the azwaj mutahharat around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have also stated that this command was given to the azwaj mutahharat. But over and above that, we found that each and every sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very particular about this. That number one, they heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then thereafter they would memorize it, they would understand it, and then they would also propagate the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see over the weekends, we read the various different traits, characteristics, lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to such minute detail they have narrated the life of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, throughout his entire life, did not narrate one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu comes to the last part of his life. He calls all those around him, and then after they had assembled, he made mention of this fact that I have not narrated this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam my entire life, but now with fear of kitman, of concealing this knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and entrusted me as an amana, I have to fulfill this. And Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu then narrates that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they had understood this concept, and that is why today we have a perfect deen. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Azwaj al-Mutahharat first, and then of course each and every sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken this responsibility. Inna Allah kana latifan khabira. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of whatever the situations be, whatever conditions be in your heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows each and every condition of the individual. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes these commandments to the Azwajul Mutahharat, the beloved wives of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.